We've talked about Obama's failed trip to Europe. As the world watched the election based on promises of hope and change and promises of better diplomacy and more talks, what they've received this visit was described as some as long-winded and boring speeches. Selwyn Duke joins us now to talk about this.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on again. Michael, I have a confession to make. Perhaps I was wrong about Barack Obama. Maybe his words can bring peace to the world. And what I mean is, if he keeps talking, he just may put all the world's peoples to sleep and keep them that way. Now, this was obvious during Obama's recent European trip, because you see, despite the fact that Obama shares the old world socialist vision, and contrary to the image lent by the media's inundation of us with footage of fawning European crowds, some Europeans find him more sandman than savior. And one of these anomalous individuals, although I think they'll one day, in a political universe far, far away, transition from anomalous to average, but one of these people is Telegraph columnist Ian Martin, an Englishman who wrote a piece titled, "Barack Obama Really Does Go On a Bit." Martin points out that while he welcomed Obama's victory, quote, as offering the possibility of a fresh start and a boost to confidence, he also asks, quote, "Am I alone in finding him increasingly to be something of a bore?" He complains that Obama's, quote, "speeches have long underdelivered, usually leaving a faintly empty sensation in this listener." And then the journalist concludes with, quote, "I'll wager that within a year or so he'll be marked down as a windbag." Well, all I can say is, with a bet like that, you certainly can gain a few pounds, old chap.
Well, I take a piece of that action. If there really is such a thing as man-made global warming, it's the result of the emissions released during Obama's speeches.
Well, yes, Michael, and many agree with us on that. I mean, if you peruse the more than 300 comments under Martin's article, it's obvious that not everyone is enraptured by Obama's conversations with the teleprompter. But what explains the contradiction here, the disconnect between Obama's Wizard of Oz image and the man behind the curtain reality? Well, it's simple. The image is the media's handiwork, but the reality is better explained by Hannah Arendt's famous phrase, "the banality of evil." You see, unfortunately, most people's understanding of evil reflects modern portrayals of it. Just look at Hollywood depictions, for instance. They've always been a tad fanciful, but today they have less acquaintance with reality than ever. We saw the character Hannibal Lecter, the cannibalistic psychiatrist with inerrant insight into man's nature in The Silence of the Lambs. There was the larger-than-life, almost superhuman criminal Max Cady in the remake of Cape Fear. And then how about the philosophizing hitmen in Pulp Fiction?
I can see that you watch way too much television.
Well, Michael, in my case, call it the fruits of a misspent youth. And young adulthood. And middle age. But the point is, in reality, evil isn't really all that interesting. Serial killers obsess on satisfying their own distorted nature, not understanding man's, and hitmen's conversations are typified by profanity, not profundity. It's superficiality that typifies the sinister. They're not desert mystics. Now, as far as more sober commentators go, you know, those people who'd say it's ridiculous to talk about Obama in this light, understand that we don't have to equate our Hussein with Iraq's Hussein for my point to be valid. We don't have to know whether or not Obama is plotting destruction. Because evil often takes subtle forms, such as the living of a lie. Like, for instance, the self-deception that allows you to believe in big government, collectivism, and abortion. Evil also can be indicated by emptiness, because that can be the result of the denial of and rejection of truth, which is something we all have a duty to search for and embrace. And this is the banality of evil. For instance, many people have made light of Obama's assertion that knowledge of when a baby attains human rights is above his pay grade. But you know what? It might have been a flippant dodge, but it was no joke. To paraphrase G.K. Chesterton, if we think about any issue long enough, there is a real danger we will discover the truth about it. Well, Obama has clearly avoided that danger and shirked his responsibility as a being gifted with reason, shirked his responsibility to search for the truth. And you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of when David Letterman hemmed and hawed after being asked by Bill O'Reilly if he wanted the U.S. to win in Iraq. And when O'Reilly pressed him, saying it was a simple question, Letterman responded, "Not if you're a thinking person." Oh, Really? Well, actually, Dave, if you were a thinking person, you would have already thought about the issue in depth and would have had an answer at the ready. A thinking person doesn't wait to be asked to start thinking. My point is that there's a reason why Obama seems boring. It's because he is. He exhibits the banality typical of a moral relativist. He doesn't believe in truth, therefore he doesn't search for it, and for this reason doesn't find much of it. And this makes such people empty. And when there's nothing of substance within to emerge, you're boring.
Well, I guess these people don't bore themselves because they never seem to stop talking.
Yes, Michael, and this brings us to another common manifestation of the spiritual defect afflicting Obama, verbosity. Brevity isn't just the soul of wit, but also wisdom. Things that are worthy are seldom wordy. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, for instance, took only about 20 minutes. Our Constitution can be read in just over a half an hour, and God gave us only 10 commandments. In contrast, government imposes more than 250,000 laws nationwide. And then we have Fidel Castro, who was well known for giving never-ending speeches. And listen to this. During one seven-hour marathon, he actually passed out. Unfortunately, though, he regained consciousness, living to drone on another day. And then we have Bill Clinton's calorie-laden memoirs, My Life, which weighed in at nearly 1,000 pages, believe it or not. Try flushing that down a toilet. Now, what explains this wordiness? Well, it's like that old quip about how you make money peddling a worthless product. The answer? Volume. Obama isn't the Ten Commandments. He's the tax code. Yet, like many empty vessels, he exhibits a fault of which the British journalist Martin made note. He talked about how Obama just can't seem to stop talking about himself. He can't stop saying things such as, "When I was born," and "Few people would have predicted that someone like me would one day become an American president." And by the way, if by this Obama means a closet communist urban rube weaned on bigoted rhetoric in a black power church, yeah, few predicted it. And I think he's surprised in a way himself. It's a real triumph of media matters over mind. But getting back to the fault I mentioned, what is it? It's called solipsism.
I've talked about that myself, how these libs are solipsists. That's maybe why they're so self-absorbed.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that, Michael, and you're dead on. But listen, there's an apocryphal saying that completes this picture. It is, "Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people." This and Obama's solipsism explain why he likes to discuss his favorite person, himself. And this also relates to something Martin gives Obama credit for, a, quote, "preternatural calm in the spotlight." This reflects a man who truly believes in himself. The problem is, he believes in only himself. And, you know, we all should pray that when this faith is shattered, as it will be, the American dream won't be collateral damage. Michael, thank you for having me on the show, and we don't worship Obama here, so I'll say, God bless you and your audience.
Thanks, Selwyn. Perhaps Europe hasn't bought into the Obama Messiah theory yet.